Is there any objections? I guess there will be.
Yeah, I object.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, let me just turn my page here. And just for Jane's record keeping, because she's going to be taking the minutes from the site, the prior vote was 8-2-1, 8 yes, 2 no's, 1 abstention. Okay. Ken Aaron?
Wait, no. I'm unclear.
Okay. A yes vote means strike all language that allows people to request the written booklet, the printed booklet. A no vote means keep in the language to allow requests of the printed booklet.
By toll-free number or email, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so a yes means to strike the whole thing, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Mia Fediaco? Nope. Wesley Bethune? Wesley? I'll come back to you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Fred Blair?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Anthony Fett? Anthony Fett? Bob Lederer?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Nancy Saibara Naritomi?
No.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Wesley, I'm back to you. Wesley, are you there? Okay. Anthony? Okay. 1-9. 1 yes, 9 no's, Chair.
Okay, thank you. So that language is retained. There, the option to request the written version will still be in our motion. So we're now ready to vote on the motion as a whole, as it's been amended to strike the business reply postcard. Does anyone need it reread, or are you ready to vote? Okay, hearing none. We're now voting on the entire motion, and the only amendment that we passed was to strike the business reply postcard. But
Chair?
Other than that, it's as passed, or as read. Yes, Nia.
Chair, could you kindly read it for Jane as amended?
Certainly. The PNB Elections Committee recommends that truncated candidate statements of up to 200 words on a newsprint fold-out page be included in the paper packet sent to all members. The packet will also include A, notice that the full 500-word statements and questionnaire answers are available online, and B, instructions for members who want the full 500-word statements to request a mailing of the full-length booklet via a toll-free number or an email address. In addition, each station will make announcements on their airwaves and websites drafted by the National Election Supervisor explaining the availability of full-length printed booklets.
And I can't get mine to get on.
Okay, someone trying to speak?
Wesley?
No, I'm sorry. I can't figure out how to mute this, but I'm glad I'm on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Point of order, could you check to see if it will pass without objection?
Sure. Is there any objection to the motion as just read?
I just have a point of information, Carolyn.
Yes,
here.
Go ahead.
This does not obviate or preclude the use of electronic balloting in any form. Is that correct?
It has nothing to do with that question. They're two totally separate questions.
All right, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Then, is there any objection to adopting this motion as amended?
Well, I have the same objection I raised in my amendment. I think that if we're seriously trying to cut costs, then we shouldn't have. But
do you want to be recorded as voting no?
Minority. You know, as I said before, we currently have a mechanism where there's a longer statement online than anything we could print, and we don't print it.
I'm sorry, Michael. We're out of time. I was just asking, do you want to vote no? Do you want to be recorded as voting no?
No, I'll stand aside.
Okay. Is there anyone else who objects to this motion? Okay. Hearing none, the motion is adopted.
Thanks.
So thank you. I will send that out in a few minutes with the final language. Now let's move on to our next item. Sorry, 1 second. Let me pull the agenda back up. Okay, we are at...
This is Jane. I just wanted to let you know I'm online.
Oh, hi, Jane. Okay, thanks. Okay, so, yeah, we just dealt with the referral. Well, actually, we've now disposed of both referrals that the PNB sent to us. Okay, next is cost-cutting proposals that were deferred from the June 5th meeting. The first one is early in the NES's tenure, write templates for candidate recruitment carts to be aired at 5 stations, as well as recruitment through email notices to members and on the website to prevent extending the nomination period. This was unanimously agreed by the working group. And I thought it would be relevant during this discussion for us to take a look at the motion that the PNB adopted called the Local Station Board Election Policy in 2009, which was a permanent policy, and Ken very kindly forwarded it to us. And it addresses this directly by saying that during the nomination period, there should be 12 carts should be played 12 times a day, if I read the motion correctly, and there should be a 15-minute tutorial by every program, every show that's on the air, every one-hour show should do one 15-minute tutorial about the election process, and that there should be one local and one national combined management and board program on the air of an hour long each, and then during the campaign period, there should be 3 on-air candidate debate forums that allow 1 hour for each of 5 candidates, and that each candidate's cart should be played at least 30 times. So this is a very relevant context for considering this whole question about how to recruit candidates and how to increase turnout and so on. And there are definitely people throughout the network, I know, when this was adopted and since it was adopted 3 years ago, who have expressed serious concerns about the amount of airtime being required with all of these carts and tutorials and debates. And there's a lot of sentiment for revisiting some of those numbers, not for the concept of mandated airtime, but for the quantity of it. So I'm not necessarily suggesting that we can get into that whole thing tonight, but I just wanted as a context when we consider this cost-cutting proposal about having the NES write templates for carts to be aired at all stations and recruitment via email, et cetera. So we have 20 minutes for this item, and the floor is now open.
Teresa, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Teresa.
I would like Terry's opinion of this. And I guess I would like I was not burdened by listening to statements in the past. I thought they were rather interesting, although I guess other listeners might not have found it as interesting as I. And actually, I think that I was quite pleased with how our programmers handled it. But I wonder how these things might factor in when we're also airing things about actual national, state, local elections at the same time, and whether we need to possibly tweak anything because of that. It's because we don't want to affect our coverage. Actually, I don't think we want to make it sound like our elections are more important than other elections. So just I'm wondering how that might factor into the general feel of what people are listening to on the air.
Terry here. I would just say that this is not my area. It's your call. I think it sounds a little bit like overkill myself, but I think there needs to be some, you know, information spread out throughout the shows so that it's not just the personnel on air who are excited or interested who air it, and people who listen to other programs never hear a word about it. So I think there needs to be some distribution, but the amount I have no real opinion about.
Jane, this is Lydia.
Okay, I heard Jane and then Lydia. Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, I think it's important to give the station staff some opportunity to weigh in on these questions, because what's occurred in past elections that I don't think is going to work in these mandates that come out, and there's a lot of barriers that seem to be erected between the staff and our boards, and this particular kind of mandate definitely would fall into that category. I remember early on in the cost-cutting measures, there was a proposal that was kind of the polar opposite of this, which said that whereas a lot of these mandated things, a lot of the things that end up being mandated to, you know, are policies that are adopted, go beyond what the bylaws require, and they actually, when they're not followed to the letter, they invite more of the battles and contentiousness. So I remember hearing somebody suggest that one way of reducing costs would be to reduce the number of mandates, because it would give less fuel for fodder. But my own personal feeling falls into what I heard Bob reporting has been commented. I think that the it just feels sometimes like overkill, and I think that there needs to be a better way. I think there needs to be a better way than mandate to figure out how to really get people engaged with the elections.
Okay. Lydia?
Yes, okay. We're just addressing number one, right? The
right.
Early and NES tenure?
Right.
Templates, okay. So, I think that that's fine. What I think would be interesting both in that and if we ever get to that other part, the other 09 policy, is that when you're talking about tutorials, I would like to see a couple of tutorials on the Pacifica website, including how to vote, you know, on the ballot and so forth. But the first one should be about recruiting the candidates. And rather than have, like, hour-long programs that's in this policy or whatever, a board of management meetings, including the tutorial, you know, how wonderful our our recorded board meetings are, et cetera, that they can check out on their own. I wouldn't put that on the website. And I think that anything we should have rotating day parts as part of the wording, which is what Terry was just saying, so that they're not all in the same day, part of the day every day. So that would be my only amendment to it.
Okay. Anyone else?
I have a question. Did Lydia mean... is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Did Lydia mean these tutorials, that they would be in audio or printed?
No, they would be on the website. They could be audio. I don't know how extravagant we want to be. They could be filmed. I recommend, just for the whole process, the first one should be about recruitment, and that could just be audio. And then the other one, in terms of how to vote on that ballot, I can't tell you how many people are intimidated by that because they don't know how to do STV voting. We're all very familiar with it, but as we recruit new members to the foundation, they're really not familiar, and they get overwhelmed with all those thousands of little squares. So that would have to be a visual PowerPoint or something more visual type of tutorial after, you know, once we're in the election period. But that's separate from this motion. I'm just recommending having rotating day parts for the cards.
Okay. If no one else wants to speak, I'll call on Michael.
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
I'm a little confused as to how the rest of the PNB policy for 2009 applies to number one, because I understood number one was about candidate recruitment, and the rest of it seems to be about candidate statements. But I agree. The main thing I think is that not just day parts. I think that some statement that no program can entirely boycott the process of candidate recruitment and candidate statements should be the main policy. I don't think the question of 50-minute tutorials on the air or one-hour programs and getting to that level is necessary, but I think that making it clear that all programs at some point during the recruitment period need to broadcast something about candidate recruitment, and during the campaign period need to broadcast some of the campaign statements is the policy. Because I think that there are programmers who try to avoid the governance elections entirely, and that's detrimental to the station.
Okay. I'll call on myself. Actually, a lot of the points that Michael just made were actually written into the 2009 policy. It is extremely detailed, and I urge everyone on the committee to read it between now and our next meeting. It addresses both the nomination period, like I'll just read this little section. To ensure the greatest amount of listener participation in LSB elections, it is mandatory that program directors and general managers air carts at all five stations in the nomination period to adequately inform our listeners about how they can self-nominate, what the duties of an LSB member are, how the LSB interfaces with management, et cetera, et cetera. And then it goes, you know, in detail, 60-second carts and 6 30-second carts should be aired each day in rotation, et cetera, et cetera. Then multiple languages, scripted by the NES. It's all spelled out. And I think what I would like to recommend, because there's already an extremely detailed policy in place, but clearly Lydia has raised some points that it doesn't address, like, you know, using tutorials about different aspects of the voting process and using the video technology that I think could be very valuable. I think what we need is a couple of people or maybe a working group to really pour over this 2009 motion, see where they think it needs to be revised or supplemented, and come back to our July meeting with a new motion. So that would be my motion, is that we form a working group, or if we can't get a group, at least one or two people volunteer to start working on that process. So the floor is open on that or any other way to solve this problem.
Can we email you?
I'm sorry?
Can we email you to
email
let you know?
What? Oh, well, sure, but I was hoping someone might volunteer during the call.
Well, I want to read it first and see if I think anything needs to be revised other than what I recommended, so I may not want to volunteer to pour over it.
Okay. Let me just really quickly mention again that, as I think Terry somewhat alluded to, but I've heard from a lot of staff and some listeners, too, that the quantity of mandates are just, and Jane mentioned, are really, in my opinion, quite excessive. 12 daily carts about self-nomination and three on-air candidate debates. That means each candidate is on three times during the campaign, and it must be an hour for five candidates. So for those of our stations that have 25, 30 candidates, you're talking, you know, like 5 hours repeated three times over the course of the campaign, 5 or 6 hours times three for on-air debates. It just seems excessive. So while the concept is good, the quantities, I think, are a bit much. And then, you know, Lydia added some new pieces that aren't addressed at all. So that's why I think it needs to be relooked at.
So, a point of inquiry, did
yes.
you send this out to us?
Ken sent it out a couple of times. Most recently, Ken, when it was earlier today.
Okay. Oh, okay. When I get to a computer, I'll look at it.
Yeah.
Bob, but didn't what is it? You're not talking about the two-page thing that you sent out?
That I sent out?
Wasn't that you, or was it Ken? Foundation, Local Station Board Election Policy.
You know, I think I after Ken sent it, I reattached it with the agenda,
right,
just so it was handy.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
It is a two-page document.
Yeah.
Yeah, adopted by the PNB April 25th, 2009. Local
April 25th. Okay, so I'll look it up then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Nancy. I volunteer to help make it better. I always felt that it's repeating the same thing, so many times, and I wanted to hear different things from those candidates. So maybe I'm putting a stick in the wheel when I'd like to hear different things from them. And you're suggesting cut down on the quantity. But I do recognize that point that Teresa brought out. We need to make more effort, at least in KPFT, to do the governmental and the local elections. I mean, we don't have do we have a mandate even or a bylaws that forces us to do that? I mean, if it just doesn't get done at our station, just very little candidate debate among the state and national elections, local. Okay,
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I also think, and maybe this group could do it, is that we need to look at what was done in 2010, because, as I said, I was a candidate. As I recall, I was just on one on-air forum that did run a number of times, but it was just the one forum repeated. So let's see what the former election supervisor said. It may have already been streamlined or aspects of it streamlined, and we can formalize that into a motion.
Right.
Sure.
Let me just mention that the same thing happened at BAI, but I don't think it was by some formal decision. I think it was by default, and so I think it's really problematic for formal binding policies to be ignored. I think if they're not working, which I think this one clearly wasn't, it needs to be officially changed. And
I agree.
Left, you know. Go ahead, Ken.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be valuable to compare the efficacy of the two elections. I'm pretty sure there was a higher rate of turnout and a larger number of diverse candidates in the 2009 than the 2010 election. I think we had less lawsuits, higher percentage return, and a larger number of candidate base. So because the policies
were
followed in 2009 compared to 2010 when it was shortcutted.
Okay.
But
by the way, it wasn't followed in 2009 either. There weren't three candidate debates, at least at BAI.
Right, but because there was, at the time, the disciplinary actions were implemented, there was a greater compliance than there was in 2010. I'm just saying you may have to make the effort to get the better results. It's critical that we get quorum. It costs us a lot of money if we don't get quorum, and we lose our legitimacy as representing the listeners. So I think one of the issues is, just to speak to this, because I'm not volunteering to be on it. I'm not opposed to modifications. But the thing is, we might be listening to all the local station for 5 hours a day and hear a repeat. But the reason things get repeated on radio is because most listeners only listen to us 1 hour a day or something. So you're trying to get broad coverage, you do repeat. That's all. I just wanted to say that just because it was cut down or less well implemented in 2010, that might be a good case to see what occurred. What was the consequence of that? Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyone else who hasn't spoken? Okay. I'm sorry. Is that someone asking to speak?
Yeah, this is Jane. I'd like to speak again if I could.
Yes. Go ahead, Jane.
Three things. First, I'll look those over preparation for our next meeting. I volunteered to do that at least individually and post some comments. I don't know about a work group. But second, I think we have to remember the national and local elections that are going on, and also I think a lot of the campaign period is going to run right in the middle of our – we did a September drive last year, and I'm pretty sure we're going to do a September drive again. So that whole campaign period is going to run smack in the middle of our pledge drive. And it can't, I mean, it just, we need the money. So I think we have to be very thoughtful about providing leeway, finding ways to, to work with staff to figure out how to make all these pieces work together. I think that's going to be more productive.
Okay. Nia, how many more minutes do we have?
Okay. We have 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
All right. So let's just work on next steps here. So I heard Nancy and Jane volunteer to work on this, but not necessarily in the form of a working group that has a phone call. So that would basically be over email. Is there anyone else who would like to volunteer to at least over email to really, you know, look at this 2009 motion, look at whatever might have happened since then?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Did we vote on that first part?
No. No, my proposal is that we not vote on anything until we've gone through this review process and then come up with, you know, a more comprehensive approach to it. Because that first part...
Not on that number one that had nothing to do with the 2009?
It has a lot to do with it, because it talks about carts to promote, running for nomination, which is exactly what the 2009 addresses as well.
I see. Okay.
Okay, so last call. Any other more volunteers besides Nancy and Jane to really try to look over this, come up with new language?
But we can email you. Right.
Well, you can email the listserv, yeah, not me individually, but yeah, I mean, anyone on the committee is totally welcome to put whatever your thoughts are online, but it's just always helpful
please.
If three or four people to kind of take the lead to really study it and really think hard about what needs to be changed and put out maybe draft motions or bits of language, even if it's just one sentence you want to change or whatever.
I have a question about the listserv. Did everybody get that? Notice from Yahoo saying about the group going away or whatever?
Huh? I got a notice.
I don't think it applies to us.
Yeah, I didn't think related to us.
It's data on something else.
Yeah. Okay.
It was, some experimental thing.
Good.
All right. Well, if nothing else, then I guess we'll just move on to the next item. So everyone, please, go back and study that and put out your thoughts and proposals for modifying that or supplementing it. Okay? All right. Next is, number two, use above method. And the above method was doing carts and email notices and others such as press releases to promote voter participation in elections to prevent extensions for lack of quorum. That's just 5 minutes. Anyone want to address this? It seems pretty straightforward.
Yes, I think we should. This is Nancy. We should ask our programmers to make have a script for them or a choice of scripts to tell the listeners, sort of in dollar signs, how much it's going to be if we cannot make quorum, or how much you can save money if you return at least an empty ballot back, and not just do nothing. So, anyway, I mean, I think our listeners are going to listen to our programmers more than just reading a lot of words on the ballot. And that's all. Back to you.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, well, let me just insert a piece of information that Nancy may not know. In the 2009 motion, it has this paragraph. Each programmer or collective with a one-hour or more program slot shall be required to produce and air one 15-minute tutorial on the election during the nomination period. This tutorial shall be recorded and repeated once during the nomination period. This responsibility applies to all paid and unpaid programmers, including music programmers. And besides how many folks thought this was excessive, it also leaves to the programmer the ability to kind of vary the script and change, what really many people think should be uniform information provided by the National Election Supervisor. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, it's totally inappropriate to irritate the press with a press release that we're voting on in an internal election. It's not press release worthy, we're trying to encourage our stations to send out press releases for our programming, our regular programming, when we have a newsworthy event happening on air. So I think this hurts the foundation. I would not support it. I think we would be laughed out of the press corps and never be able to send a press release there again. It's just totally inappropriate. So I would strike that. I mean, I think there are plenty of other ways to encourage voter participation. Press releases would not be one of them.
Okay. So that's a motion to strike this proposal two, number two. Any other comments on it?
I second that.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Well, hearing none, then, is there any objection to striking this sentence that says, use above method and others such as press releases to promote voter participation in elections to prevent extensions for lack of quorum? All right. Hearing no objection, that's stricken. And just in case I wasn't clear about the item number one, that is being postponed till the July meeting after this review process of the 2009 motion. Okay, that's what we agreed to. Okay, moving on to number three. This is 10 minutes. It reads, strongly encourage LESs to maximize use of volunteers to assist the LES and cut LES workload, such as for on-air forums, technical work of recording promos, cards, etc. So that part that I just read was unanimously agreed, but then there were two alternative ways to implement that. There were two different points of view on which of these was the right approach. The first one reads, in-person, off-air forums are not needed and should be considered to be removed from the LES's workload. And the second proposal read, based on local conditions, a limited number of in-person, off-air forums may be considered by each LES. So, as I open,
Ken, I'll speak to this.
Okay. Well, let me first ask Terry, as an experienced national election supervisor, if you want to weigh in on this.
Okay. Things have changed since I did it, but I would say, from all the reports that I've read, and I haven't read the 2010 report, but most of the other reports I have, almost every local election supervisor reports they put a lot of work into organizing in-person ones and got a very disappointing turnout. Most all the reports say they weren't worth it from 2004, 2006, 2009, and so on. I think that in certain circumstances there may be a need for it. Quite frankly, this is the level of detail that a recommendation is fine, but I and the local election supervisors are going to have to work out what they actually have time to do. And some of the reports suggest that people were working 60, 70-hour work weeks at some points. And I think if something has to give, that's probably one of the things I would give up on.
Well, thanks, Terry. And just to clarify, that the spirit in which we came up with this in the working group was exactly what you just said, not to dictate to the NES or the LES, but to help them so they don't feel like if they don't do a forum that they're going to be accused of violating some rule, but that to give them the flexibility to adjust it based on workload and local conditions and so forth. So go ahead, Ken.
I concur. Fortunately, we don't need to advise this NES about how to promote activity that will get us a successful, verifiable election that meets quorum. I would, if you feel comfortable about it, I would just put that second choice. The rest is kind of condescending, giving advice and be sure to wear your raincoat and don't call anybody any names. I mean, it's not really instructive. It's just pointless advice. However, the phrase based on local conditions, a limited number of in-person off-air forums may be considered by each LES does indicate that it's not a requirement. And I just want to make the other point that at KPFK, we also streamed them or put them up on the Internet so people could listen to the on-air forums. So they were made available through the station website after the event occurred. They were archived on the Internet. People could listen to them.
Okay, so Ken, do I take that as a motion to strike all the language except for that last sentence that you read? In other words, everything starting with strongly encourage LESs to maximize use of volunteers, to assist LES and cut LES workload, such as for on-air forums, technical work. Is that what you meant, Ken?
This is Jane for the stack.
Yeah, 1 second, Jane.
Yeah,
Ken, are you still there?
Yeah, and Lydia, too.
Yeah. Ken, are you still there? All right.
I went on mute. Strike everything except, based on local conditions, a limited number of in-person off-air forums may be considered by the LES.
Okay, so that's Ken's motion. All right, so I heard Jane,
Lydia,
Michael, and Lydia. Go ahead, Jane.
I think that there is a lot of confusion, at least locally here, as to what, for example, our Outreach and Development Committee wanted to organize a town hall before we knew the elections were delayed. We were going to have our town hall have an information forum about elections and about, what the local station board does, et cetera. And we had some board members who said, oh, that would be highly inappropriate for us to do that because, we have to keep it, we can't be involved with it at all. And that has actually come up in every election where there has been a sense that the local station board can't do anything to help with it. And then there's resentment from the staff because the LSB doesn't do anything to help with it. So it's kind of weird. So I think there needs to be some clarity as to what volunteers, even the board can do to help with the election, things that, any helpful person can do,
Okay. Michael?
Well, I was going to say that there should be some mechanism actually for the station. I guess really that means the management rather than the board recruiting volunteers to assist in the process because I think that trying to get the LES to take that on along with everything else is actually just adding to the workload as opposed to subtracting from it. The other thing I just wanted to say is that I think the one thing that you get out of an in-person forum that is unique is that it's an opportunity for all of the candidates to be there simultaneously. The on-air forums are always restricted to just some small sampling in rotation. I understand the concern that the LES has had about it, and I still like the language of urging that an off-air forum may be considered. I think if there was only one...
finding a location to have a forum or, with that kind of detailed grunt work, which is what the volunteers are going to be needed to be doing, no one can really inappropriately disrupt things in that way, I don't think.
Okay.
It's time, Bob. It's also 11:05.
Oh, right. Thank you very much. Yeah, we were scheduled to adjourn. So let's just wrap up this motion and then call it a night. So,
Bob, I'd like to strike express, just the comma candidate needs.
Okay, sure. So, Michael, can I take as the spirit of your motion that it would be, or the spirit of what you want, to put into a motion, encourage station managements to assist LESs in recruiting volunteers for the election process? Michael?
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. We're out of time for debate. So where we're at in terms of voting is we have Ken's motion to strike all of the first paragraph and the first option. The first option was in-person off-air forums are not needed and should be considered to be removed from LES's workload. So that would be stricken if we passed his amendment, and then we would just be left with, based on local conditions, a limited number of in-person off-air forums may be considered by each LES, and then we would vote on Lydia's motion to add, based on local conditions and candidates' needs. And then after that, we would vote on Michael's motion to add, encourage station managements to assist LESs in recruiting volunteers for the election process. Okay, is everyone clear on what we're voting on? It'll be three three different or four votes counting the overall motion. Okay? All right. So the first one we're voting on is, why don't we go with the simplest thing? The Lydia's adding based on local conditions and candidate needs. Candidates, plural, needs. Is there any objection to adding those three words, and candidates' needs? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Now we have Michael's motion, Ken's motion to strike everything except this sentence about based on local conditions. Is there any objection to striking all that?
What?
Okay, let me read the language that would be stricken, okay, under if we adopt Ken's motion. Okay, so this would be gone. Strongly encourage LESs to maximize use of volunteers to assist LES and cut LES workload, such as for on-air forums, technical work, recording promos, carts, etc. And that's one part. The other part that would be stricken is, in or maybe if you want, we could divide these up. In-person off-air forums are not needed and should be considered to be removed from the LES's workload. Let's take them one at a time. The first sentence about encourage LESs to maximize use of volunteers. Is there any objection to striking that with Michael's motion waiting in the wings to encourage management to help them recruit volunteers?
So if we vote, so where we're voting to strike it off?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm going to keep it.
Bob, I need a little clarification. Because I thought that this whole thing was about encouraging volunteers, so I honestly don't understand the whole motion. What was Michael's substitute or whatever?
The substitute is encourage station managements to assist LESs in recruiting volunteers for the election process.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is everyone clear now?
I have doubts about that.
Okay. Well, let's take them one at a time. So, does anyone object to striking the current language about encouraging LESs to maximize use of volunteers, assist LES, et cetera, et cetera?
What's left if you strike that? What's left of the motion?
What's left is based on local conditions and candidate needs, a limited number of in-person off-air forums may be considered.
Okay. No, I want to keep it, so then I would vote no if I want to keep the...
Okay. Okay, Nia, so if you can call the roll, a yes vote keeps the language about strongly encouraging LESs to maximize use of volunteers, et cetera. A no vote a yes vote strikes it, a no vote keeps it. So if you want to strike it, vote yes.
Okay. And Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Wesley Bethune? Carolyn Burden? Fred Blair?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Anthony Feft?
Yes.
Tasha Futron and Gatewood.
Qualified, yes.
Reveling Gold.
That's great. Good question.
Bob Letterer.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Nancy Siberian Aritomi?
To encourage LESs to maximize use of volume, that's a no?
If you want to keep that language, vote no.
Okay, I want to keep it, no.
Andrea Turner?
I pass.
Okay, going back up the list. I know Ivan isn't here. Carolyn Burden? Anthony? Best?
I already voted. I voted yes.
Yes. Okay. Wesley didn't say anything.
Here. Okay. I think I'm confused. When you spoke up, I thought you were Fred Blair. I'm sorry, I don't know the voices. Is Fred Blair here?
Yes, I am, and I voted yes.
Okay, okay. All righty. So my vote count will say vote.
I don't have votes for you or Wesley.
Okay, it's six.
No,
four.
Yeah.
Andrea passed?
No.
Yeah, I passed.
Okay,
right, so
talking to vote?
Yeah, I'm voting no.
No? Okay. So it is 6-5.
Wait, Mia?
Yes?
Before you announce, Mia?
Yes?
Before you announce the vote, did you vote and did you call Wesley? Those are the two that we didn't hear.
Yeah.
Called Wesley and yes, I voted. I voted no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
did Wesley
so
respond? I never heard him.
I never heard Wesley. Where, is he asleep? Wesley?
Okay. We've given him ample time to vote, so go ahead, Nia, and announce the result, please.
6-5.
Okay.
Yes, 5 no's.
So then the motion, that language is stricken, and now why don't we take up the substitute language, which is Michael's, which is encourage station.
Oh, hey, this is Wesley. Hello?
Yes.
I am so sorry. I was hitting **1 instead of *#1.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, how do you vote?
I missed a vote, right?
Yeah.
No, she hasn't announced it. What is your vote?
I would have voted no, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that would
it
make
would have failed anyway. It would be 6-6.
Right, that would have made it a tie, and it would have taken a majority to strike it. So,
so you voted already, so you're part of the vote.
I'm sorry, what's the final count? I'm confused.
If Wesley's vote is counted, it fails.
6 yes, 5 no's.
Oh, even including Wesley.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, including him.
No.
If Wesley's vote
it was 6-5, Wesley's vote wasn't counted. If Wesley's vote is counted, it fails. If Wesley's vote is not counted, it passes.
Okay, so is there any objection to allowing Wesley's vote to count? Since it was a technical reason that he wasn't able to cast it on time.
And because it was before the vote was announced.
And it may be I would move to redo the vote.
Okay.
Do you need a national election supervisor here?
But Wesley, are you unmuted?
Am I?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
can hear you.
Not mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start over. Ken Aaron.
I vote to strike that paragraph.
So that's a yes.
That's a yes. Teresa Allen.
No.
Nia Mediaco, no. Wesley Bethune.
No.
No. Okay, 1 second. My pen is running out here. Carolyn Burden. Carolyn. Fred Blair.
I vote yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Anthony Fast.
Yes.
Sasha Futron. Jane Gatewood. Jane?
Where's Jane?
Okay, I can come back to her. Bob Lederer.
No.
Michael Novick.
I'll stay with the yes.
Okay. Nancy by Barrett Narajomi.
My vote is no. Encourage.
Okay. Andrea Turner.
I voted no.
Okay. But Jane Gatewood, are you there? Are you muted? *#1? Okay. Everybody has voted and everyone's satisfied, correct?
Did you call Wesley?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Jane.
So now
Jane.
Okay, now it's
we're
four
tired.
Yeses.
We're tired, folks.
Seven no's.
I'm sorry,
I
didn't hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
It is 4 yeses now and 7 noes.
Okay, so that language is not stricken. Now we can include, we can vote on Michael's language as supplementary language if people want to add that to this. So, which is encourage station managements to assist LESs in recruiting volunteers for the election process. Is there any objection to adding that? Not substituting, but adding.
Yes, Nia objects to that.
Oh, okay. All right, then call the roll.
And which is which?
A yes vote will add this to our recommendations, a no vote will not add it.
Okay.
And adding to assist LESs, right?
Right.
For management to assist.
Right.
Okay. Management?
Right.
What does it say, man? It doesn't say
okay,
management.
Let me read it again. Yes, it does. You don't have it in front of you. It was presented orally. It says to encourage station managements to assist LESs in recruiting volunteers for the election process. Okay, so go ahead, call the roll, Nia, please.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ken Aaron.
Yes, Ken Aaron says yes. Include it.
Ken Aaron says yes. Ivan is not here. Teresa Allen?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anybody else? No. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn? Okay. Fred Blair.
Yeah, excuse me, yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Anthony Fett.
Abstain.
Okay. Sasha is not here. Jane Gatewood, are you back? Reverend Gold, Bob Letterer?
No.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Thomas Porter, not here. Tracy Rosenberg, Manajay Saba, Nancy?
No, no managers in it.
Freya Turner?
No.
Andrea, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No.
No.
Okay. 5 yeses, 5 noes, 1 abstention.
Okay, so then that fails. So
please speak up, Bob. I can't hear you.
I said that motion fails, so that's not part of our recommendations. Okay, so the final item before we adjourn is the language, based on local conditions and candidates' needs, a limited number of in-person, off-air forums may be considered by each LES. Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. So I think we are finished for the night. Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
And
I have a quick question. I guess I'm doing the minutes. Am I supposed to record the roll call or just the totals?
I think we usually do record the roll call.
Okay.
No, we usually don't unless you have to. You need to ask for that before the roll call.
Okay.
Or after, and ask that it be included in the minutes.
I see. Okay, then I guess not.
Yeah, it's just that because we have to do a roll call every on every vote because it's an audio.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Very good. So thanks everyone, and thanks Michael for the notes.
Bob, when is our next meeting?
Thanks, Michael.
17.
July 17th.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
Bon voyage.
Night, night.
Thank you. All right. Bye, everybody. Bon voyage, Terry. Have a good trip.
Terry, I sent you the 2010. You're still there.